Welcome back to hour number two of the Sane Asylum, number 161. It's the 30th of July in 2023. It's an honor to be joined by two of RBN's finest weekend hosts, Frederick C. Blackburn, a.k.a. Blackbird Knight, and his phenomenal new show, The Snack Shack. And the newest host, his first show was just yesterday, John Percent and Tucker Punch. And so, Frederick, this Molly Conger is quite a piece of work if you get a look at her. She looks like she's the inbred child of Yuval Noah Harari and Victoria Nuland, just incredibly ugly, scrawny little Jew rat. And she's out of her mind. She's batshit crazy. She doxed several decent American white males and caused them to lose their jobs. And then when Turnabout is Fair Place and they exposed her, she was whining like to this Asian journalist, Andy Ngo, who does a really good job of covering a lot of these dirtbags. And she's like, every time you do this, you're putting my life at risk. It's like, you think it's him who's putting your life at risk? Anyway, Frederick, then John, your take on the despicable Molly Conger.
Well, my take on this is if you look at every Southern college town, there is a Molly Conger there, right? Oh, there we have that's like, oh my God, you know, the she it that somehow gets a platform by the new media in your little hometown college town because people like Adams Publishing have come in and bought up all the media and then put people like her, you know, writing, right? And so when you read her writing, it's, you know, all about how much she hates white people and Southern Christian high trust homogeneous society, you know, and that we have got to bring change and progress. We got a tycoon alum. And so to her, Charlottesville right there on her turf, you know, this was going to be her launching pad, you know, that she was going to be the great feminist writer of the 21st century, right? And so all the titles about this is like burning hate, criminal lawyer, burning hate, fears and loathing in Charlottesville, burning hate, denial, anger, and plea bargaining, right? And so this whole thing is, you know, who has the burning hatred? Who has the three of 613 mitzvahs dedicated to completely annihilating a group of people? You know, who has the real hatred here, Molly Conger? And that she actually writes on another publication called The Devil's Advocate. And it's like, yes, these people are Luciferians, you know, and when you look at the history of the University of Virginia, where all this is taking place there in Charlottesville, that was the, you know, communist, you know, occupied university that was the base of operations, right? So that was founded in 1819 there in Charlottesville. And lo and behold, Congregation Beth Israel was founded in 1882. So, you know, you've got an old Jewish presence on that university, you know, slime molding it. Here at Appalachian State University, we didn't get our synagogue of Satan until after 9/11, right? But the amount of damage they have done to our way of life by these community organizers like Molly Conger, they have basically came in and said, we are, you know, raging a holy war against everything that's here. Tikkun Olam, baby. So back to you.
Wow, great points. John Percent, Tucker Punch, what's your take on this low-life psychopath, Molly Conger?
Well, behind the scenes, I'm having an argument with a couple people on my Twitch channel because I'm broadcasting live, but... I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm getting absolutely... You know, what did the lady say in the clips? You can't bring facts to the... Right? Didn't she say you can't bring facts to the table?
That's right.
Exactly, because they'll lose every single time. And then what's their default? It's like any other debate. They resort to name-calling. Well, what's the name? Anti-Semite.
Right.
So every time that comes up, I throw it right back in her face. What's a Semitic person? What's a Semitic person? That's where we win the argument. You know what? Maybe my stuff whops up to the nose of Piers Morgan, and he thinks I'm a nobody, and he thinks I'm out here trying to run a grift and monetize my opinion in defense of white people. Go ahead, have me on your show. The interview ends when you call me an anti-Semite, and I go, what's a Semitic person? Pierce.
There you go, man. That's just it. That's all they have is their phony moral high ground based upon my favorite six-word proverb from Russia, fish swim, birds fly, Jew lie. The perfidious Jew has an altered reality in which everything that benefits them is the truth, and everything that is in fact the truth is hate speech. It's a pretty nice grift, but I think it's starting to fall apart. And let's hear from the listeners now. It's your turn to call in, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. And they say to say it thrice, 512-248-8252. And we've got some callers lined up. The first caller is Andy from Texas. Andy, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. And John, hey, welcome to the network. That was an interesting show today, so I really appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
I want to talk about
here,
oh, you bet. You bet, my friend. And I'm sure it's only going to get better. So what I wanted to present to you guys tonight is exactly what the New World Order is going to do to your family, because I have a perfect example of that. You know, I was a junior football coach, a basketball coach, all this coach. And so my three boys, they all grew up in that coach stuff. And then you realize after you find out the information that, you know, I was feeding them bisphenol A, estrogen mimicker, in these juice boxes, these water bottles, all this stuff, and this and that and the other.
Yeah.
Now, here we come to the conclusion. So now my kids are 22, 23, 31, and 33. Okay, so my youngest kid, he turned out to be gay. He's 245 pounds. He's 6'5". He's got a big, long red beard. He looks like, you know, Kris Kringle or whatever. He's got a transgender boy that he's hanging out with. So then I got my middle son, who is 23, and they decided one day after my daughter and my wife wanted to have a Skype with me with my son, so that my son could tell me, and he has a girlfriend at the time, and so he could tell me that he just had sex with a man, and he is like he was looking for my approval or something, and it's you know, hey, look, man, you're 23. I don't care what the hell you do. You're a grown man. Same thing with my youngest son, but he doesn't talk to me. I haven't talked to him for like 15 years. But my middle son, I used to talk to him all the time, and all of a sudden he tells me this. It's almost like he wanted my approval. And he got my approval. My approval was, I don't give a crap. Whatever. You're a grown man.
Right.
Do what the hell you want. So then I got my daughter, who's 31. And so the daughter, she just is a control flipping freak. So her and her mom like to call me up all the time, and when they get drunk, and they're both on antidepressants, they get drunk, and then they call up. Yeah, they call up, and they, let's keep in mind that I'm talking about what the New World Order did here. So they call up all the time and try to rattle my crane and stuff. And then all of a sudden, a couple of weeks ago, I talked to my daughter, and she told me that she was okay with taking my three grandkids that she has to drag queen story time or to a gay pride parade. And I'm like, oh, that's the end of that. Forget this. Don't fucking call me no more. I'm done with this bullshit. I'm not going to do this anymore. Are you kidding me? Every time you guys call me, you harass me and stuff. So, and then set that aside. Now I got my oldest son, who I used to be a fence and deck owner, a DJ, mobile DJ company, and I owned a flipping bar. And I used to have all this stuff and had all this money and doing this, and that was the guy I was. And then all of a sudden, I'm not that guy anymore. And all of a sudden, my son wants to beat my ass because I'm not the guy I used to be. So, you guys tell me. What did the New World Order do to this? I'm not withstanding what my part of being a dad was. I'm not withstanding that. But I felt like I did a pretty good job. And I actually helped a lot of other kids out. Doing all the coaching I did, I kept kids off the street. I did a lot of things for the community. And I thought I was a good guy and stuff. And I never hurt my family in any way, shape, or form. But all this stuff just happened. And this, I blame this on the New World Order, because if these things weren't available, the bisphenol A or the antidepressants, it wouldn't be this way. Do you guys have anything to say about that?
I have a lot to say, and then I'll turn it over to – I'll be succinct and then turn it over to Frederick and then John. I'm sure each of those gentlemen as well. But it was more than the bisphenol A. It was all the vaccines that had all that toxic heavy metal stuff. It was also the glyphosate in all the food that destroyed the gut biome, which destroys the hormonal development and function. It was also the early aspects of critical race theory that Bolshevik 2.0 National Education Association has been ramming down their throats for the last 40 years. So you poor guy, man, you just laid out that you're on the front lines of the culture war, and you didn't do anything wrong. You just realized late in the event just how evil that this synagogue of Satan, New World Order, is, and how they've been prosecuting a war against decent white families for 40 years now. Frederick, your thoughts?
Oh, but, you know, I am so sorry that you had to endure that, and that, you know, this is where you are at this stage of your life, because, you know, your family has been weaponized against you because you are that symbol of evil of the old way, the old white patriarchal guy that everybody should listen to, because he probably has the best idea what's going on, right? And, you know, the provider. But, you know, the same thing, you know, with my father, what he and my uncles went through, as all of the women in my family suddenly got educated and radicalized. You know, it's like you take your daughters, you send them to university, and they come back and tell you at Christmas that you're Hitler, you know, and they're going to go with, you know, my older sister running off to the Indian reservations and the inner cities to save all those people of color because of her white guilt of how evil all white people are. You know, it's that kind of thing. It's just, and that these people can be so cruel to white people, especially their white family members and their parents and their grandparents, and this, you know, the children judging the parents and the elders. You know, this is, you know, just turning the world on its head. And it's one of those things, you know, no viper bite is bad as the sting of an ungrateful child to a parent's heart, you know. And so I just feel for you. But, yeah, that is it. And it's interesting that, you know, Dr. Seuss, right, wrote the book Hop on Pop, you know, in like 1962 maybe, and that became a standard. But you could just see the anti-alpha male of the system even there, that they were pushing this in. It's like, it's fine to hate on Pop. It's fine to torment Pop. It's time, you know, to say, I'm going to do the exact opposite of everything you are, because I believe the television and my movie star, you know, my rock star idols, et cetera, more than you, or my college intellectual writers, et cetera, more than my father and my uncles, you know. And, yeah, that was the thing, is just to completely warp the children's brains to turn them against the parents. And, you know, I'm so sorry that happened to you. But, yeah, that's the model. This is, you know, fourth generation psychological warfare. And the problem with it is it works.
Excellent points, Frederick. John, percent. Father of five, new grandfather. You have skin in this game. Your thoughts?
I got a lot of skin in this game, man. You know, here's the deal. Every one of us have our own individual set of fingerprints, don't we? So we can't make cookie cutter children. I mean, I'm going through an education. I've been doing this since I was like 38 years old. That's when I found out everything. My whole life was a lie. But you know, you got to go to that Bible and you got to say David's sons tried to kill him, King David. His own children tried to kill him. He thought David was the most righteous man, favor of the Lord, walking the planet. His own son tried to kill him. Hard lessons learned are never forgotten. You did your job, Andy. You tried to put your kids on a moral path. You set an example. I set an example for my kids, but I was never perfect. But they're adults, and if they're going to go out there in the world and give the middle finger to the Creator, then they're probably going to learn a hard lesson. And they're going to, oh my God, Dad, at some point it's going to be, oh my God, Dad was right. But, you know, if we're going to tell the truth and be Christ-like in this era, you better read your Bible, because you will be hated by your own family, and your own family is going to deliver you up to councils of the Jews for execution, because they can't stand the truth. And that's what it means. And you go back to my show, you said you listened to it this morning. Listen to that Dewey Tucker clip again, that the Israelites were pinned between the Red Sea and the Pharaoh's army coming at them. And Yahweh God said, be still and see the deliverance of the Lord. We're gonna be hated for what we do. And it's really bad when it's in your own family. So,
and I'd like to jump in, Andy, and just salute you for being honest enough and courageous enough to share that story and to give them every possible chance to make right with their father who provided for them. And when I was a young guy back in Milwaukee in the 70s and in first at St. Catherine's in Milwaukee and then Wauwatosa West High School, I played a lot of sports, and I really had a lot of coaches that I really enjoyed interacting with. They gave me some great advice. They were like, you know that whole mentor thing with the coaches and keeping the locker room pretty rough housing, but not going over the top. And I look back fondly on all the coaches I knew. So I salute you, Andy. I mean, you did nothing wrong other than you were an early blowback of the Jew world order in this very sophisticated, as Frederick has covered for years on his Breakfast Club, of this fifth generational war that's being prosecuted against all the first world white countries.
Well, hey, well, I hope that this, I hope there's no other people going through this, but I'll tell you what, 2 weeks ago, that's when my daughter, you know, because she called me up in her drunk stupor and on her antidepressants, and her mom was there, and they were like, oh, yeah. And they were about, yeah, no, you can't tell me I can't get an abortion. And then my daughter's telling me that this the baby's not even a baby until it comes out of the womb. Otherwise, it's not even a human until it comes out of the womb. And I'm like, oh, my God. But then they're also saying, she's also saying, she got mad at me because when she said that she would take my grandkids to this drag queen story time, sort of these gay parades, I got really pissed. I started yelling at her, and I hung up. I was like, forget it. You're done. I'm not talking to you no more.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she called me up 2 days ago. She called me up 2 days ago, and I had a friend on the line at the same time, and that's irrelevant at this point, but she wanted an apology from me. Because I was so mad at her about that. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And it was just off the flipping hook here. And I just can't stand it. And it's blowing me away. And that's why I haven't been spending a lot of time on RBN. Generally, if you guys listen to RBN, you'll generally hear my name somewhere in the neighborhood of 39 different shows or whatnot. I just can't do it anymore. I've lost my zest. I've lost everything. I lost my family.
Guy,
I've lost some friends. Jeez. No, I'm not a poor guy. Don't give me a poor guy.
No, you are, man. I don't mean that in a pity way, but
I know,
no one should have to go through that.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, I'm kind of being crucified right now. But what's really cool is that I'm released from all of this family stuff. Because guess what's coming up next? We can see what's coming, right? So who do I have to care about when all this stuff... the shit hits the fan. Who I got to worry about? Just me now. Because nobody else cares about me, so why should I care about them? Of course I'll be there with the Patriots. I'll be shooting with the... Whatever happens, I'll be there with the people who are on the side of good. I'll always be there. And I'll do it till the day I die. You guys are flipping awesome. This is a great show tonight, and thank you so much for your time.
Wow, Andy, remarkable, true honesty. I salute you for that. What a courageous call. And Frederick, any thoughts? Or John, any final thoughts? That was an amazing, brutally honest call.
I know, and it kills you when you lose your family like that. And somebody who, you know, brought great shame and dishonor on whole family for coming out for 9/11 truth, I'm not invited to Christmas no more. you know, it's just, you know, I got disowned. And, you know, that's that. So you get completely isolated with people and that you're just now completely alienated from your right. family unit. On one hand, it's very tragic. But on the like the other hand, though, it's very liberating. You can join with like-minded people that have also have had experiences like you've had, right? So that's kind of the, you know, door and the window, I guess, kind of thing. Okay, well, that's gone, but now this is open to me. So best of luck with you. I always do always God enjoy your calls on the show.
John, any final thoughts?
No, I mean, other than just stay grounded and do right. And keep giving the example to the children. I mean, like I said, if they learn a hard lesson, it's not his fault. You know what I mean? They have to be taught, and they're going to learn from hard lessons. So if they're out there in the world and they want to mess with that sexual debauchery, et cetera, they're going to learn a hard lesson.
Yeah, a very, very hard lesson, very painful lesson. No pun intended. All right, let's move on. Next caller, Matt from Illinois. Matt, welcome. What's on your mind for Frederick and John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. 3 points. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep, you sound good, Matt.
All right, good. I'm going to give you another brutally honest call. You somewhat got the Illinois part right, but it's actually called the People's Republic of Communist Illinois, PRCI.
There you go. Right, and, it is. You're right. Yep.
And I'm getting ready to give you point number two on the reason why that. Beginning in Illinois, beginning in September, we have cashless bail. So I hope everybody out there that's listening turns this up and listens to me, because this is coming to a state near you. It will eventually. All right. Illinois non-detainable offenses beginning in September are the following. Aggravated battery, aggravated DUI, aggravated fleeing, arson, burglary, drug-induced homicide, intimidation, kidnapping, robbery, second-degree murder, threatening a public official. Can you believe that? This is going down in September. It's been through the Illinois Supreme Court. It's there. Right? So here's the foot quote on this. Under this new law, after being charged with the crimes listed, those arrested will be released without bail pending a court date.
Sounds like the illegal's given a court date 7 years down the road.
put them back on the street to do a little more. And you know, Frederick and then John and Matt, thank you for pointing that out. But what? Where's it coming from? The vile, subhuman, tranny-loving Pritzker Hebrew family. Unbelievable, man. I grew up in Milwaukee for my first 27 years. Used to go to Chicago all the time. And my best friend went to Illinois for to become a CPA master's degree. And I used to bomb around all the state. I really respected Chicago and really enjoyed it. And to see what those vile Jew Pritzkers have done to that state. And before that, Rahm Emanuel, the butt-blasting buddy of Barack Obama. I mean, it's just sickening, Frederick, what's been done to a once great state of Illinois.
Right, and you just see that Jewish Marxist model of bringing terror to the streets. That's what this is all about, to yep. cause so much chaos. You know, the population says, we can't work this way anymore. The Constitutional Republic has fallen. We need the New World Order to restore order. You know, so that's what this is all about. And you see just how quickly all of those west or left coast cities like Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, you know, LA, Hollywood have right. fallen. And now we're seeing it trickle down from, you know, New York to D.C. to Richmond, you know, just coming down 85 and 95 now. And right. it's just the browning, you know, and you, this is the model. It's a slime mold model yep. of, you know, and it's war. That's the thing is, yeah, these people are at war with.
Well, and here's my third point I want to make, too, on this. Yesterday, fat-ass Prickster, our fine governor, signed a new law that will allow illegal immigrants to become police officers and sheriff's deputies.
In Illinois, unbelievable. Yeah.
In Illinois, American citizens will be arrested by illegals.
People who don't know our people that don't know our Bill of Rights are gonna.
Well, John, you grew up in Chicagoland, if I'm not mistaken. So,
yeah, no. Matt here is one of my racing buddies, and he lives a lot closer to Raybould than he does to Chicago. Matt, go ahead and tell. I mean, again, me and Matt talk off air all the time, and we race with each other. But again, I'm going to go back and say it again. Trump could have run razor wire 7 years ago and stopped the invasion in a matter of days. These people are all running around, and we're going to have to fight all of these people at the street level. Yep. We, the people, are going to have to fight all these people at the street level, and we've already seen it from our boy Tucker Carlson. If you remember that story of the 80-year-old man in Texas had an illegal on his porch and was defending his very sick wife in the house, they threw him in jail for defending his home. And then when they tried to start a GoFundMe for the old man, GoFundMe shut it down to get him out of jail. I mean, we're already being told there will be no self-defense. When we shoot an illegal or defend our home or defend our families or defend our property, there will be no. You will be a racist denying the civil rights of an illegal alien.
And unfortunately, you know, we're all supposed to pay attention to our local state rep and state senators, right? Unfortunately now, you're really going to have to pay attention to your local county judge. Plain and simple.
I agree. I totally agree.
And that sheriff's race. Don't forget the sheriff's race and your medical examiner or coroner's.
Yeah.
Big elections.
Anyway, those are my three rants. Appreciate you guys taking my call. Have a good night.
Wow. Great call. Two in a row. I don't know. I don't think this will be a great call. I'm going to put it to the – we'll do the old Roman vote, thumbs up. Hit your fist three times, thumbs up or thumbs down. Do you guys want to take a call from some – fella named Pachuco in Minnesota who says 6 million Jews did die in the Holocaust?
I mean, take it until you got to cut his mic and he's an idiot. But, I mean, if the guy wants to bring facts to the table, we'll just sit here and refute him. I mean, this stuff's got to be debated. So,
okay, put on Mr. Pachuco. Pachuco, tell us how you have come to the conclusion that 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust. Let's hear it, my friend.
Okay, well, I mean, there are thousands of documented verified documents from survivors, from people that served under the Nazi regime, people that tried the war criminals at, Nuremberg. I mean, there's documented it. There's tens of thousands of survivors from the late 40s. There's still a few left. But do you think that they all conspired? They all sat in a room and conspired and made these like
no, they didn't
made
all
up these
sit
stories
in a room
and made
conspire.
Sure everybody was on page.
They all you can cut him off. They all conspired to cash in on it because every one of those vile Jews who claims to survive the gas chambers, there was no such thing as the gas chambers. Those were showers spraying down soap and water. I played it on my Friday show. There's a young Russian girl who went through Auschwitz, and so when we. When we come back from the bottom of the hour, especially Frederick and John can just, what a clown. Thanks for ruining our string of great callers. Stay tuned for the final 30 minutes.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
Sunday night, July 30th, And after that last call from Pachuco, we got to spell July, J-E-W-L-I-E, as in July. That was a very cool song, Television Watching News Believer, by a very talented independent artist who calls himself Conspiracy Music Guru. I like everything I've seen from that guy. He gets it. And Frederick, can you believe the chutzpah of the perfidious Pachuco calling in and trying to sell us on that tired old lie of 6 million died in the Holocaust? So I'm sure you can savage that relatively easily and efficiently.
Right. My big thing is always remember the 6 million number has nothing to do with reality or history. It is a Talmudic magic number based on their Zabatean Francus prophecies of the Messianic Age, right? So there's nothing reality about it except they're repeating it to make it so. That's part of this black magic they do. If they say it, they can make it so. And then you just look at the realities that they used the 6 million number over 200 times between the founding of the World Zionist Congress under Theodor Herzl and World War II. So, you know, long before the National Socialists even got the first vote, they were already screaming about 6 million Jews being perishing in a Holocaust, right? Then the realities of just the population based on the Jewish encyclopedias themselves, there weren't 6 million Jews total in all the occupied lands during the National Socialist regime. Then you look at the realities of just how many cookies and with how many ovens it would take to do it, and you realize it's not physically possible. The official story, like they teach at Appalachian State University Holocaust Center, you know, it's physically impossible. You could not kill and cremate that many people in that amount of time. And, of course, the cherry on the top is the magic number was 6 million. And then after the fall of the Soviet Union, they had to change the plaque at Auschwitz, and it went from 4 million to 1.5 down to 1 million. But yet the magic number of 6 million never changed. I rest my case.
And Judge Giuseppe rules in favor of the brilliant Frederick Blackburn, and you are now awarded $6 million. All right, so let's move on to our next caller, which would be Vinny in Indiana. Vinny, welcome. What's on your mind for Frederick and John?
Hey, Frederick. Hi, John. Hey, Giuseppe. I'm watching right now with the sound off. This the Piers Morgan thing with this woman. It says, "Anti-Semitic song inspired by Nick Fuentes." That's wonderful. I mean, that, you know, that's just absolutely great, because my opinion is the Zoomer generation, their first time they're going to be voting in 2024, and I really think the Jews are, you know, they've just wrecked our military, but now they're in a panic because their gamble in Ukraine is failing, and in the meantime, since they assassinated Soleimani, Iran, with the help of the Russians and the Chinese, have built 1,000 tanks, and we're going to get kicked out of, the U.S. is going to get kicked out of Syria, we're going to get kicked out of the Persian Gulf, and, you know, they have so much turmoil in Israel right now because, you know, the only thing stopping the hardline Likudis and the ultra-Orthodox from getting in a war with, you know, another war, this time on their own, is their judiciary blocking, you know, certain moves by the Netanyahu government. That's gone by the wayside. So, you know, if you're a Zoomer, like, what, you know, you need somebody out there who is J-woke, who's really getting them woken up about the Jews, because the millennial generation was not aware. They grew up, you know, watching Schindler's List and Band of Brothers and all this Jewish propaganda. They were totally set up for 9/11, and when it happened, they went out and joined the military. And now some of these millennials who went out and fought in Iraq, you know, their kids now are going to be able to vote. And they right. should not get sucked up in the same thing that happened to their parents. And, you know, there's criticisms of Nick Fuentes that are deserved. But anything that he can do to wake up the generation that are, you know, between 16 and, you know, 22, So they don't get the Jews are going to pull a false flag. They're going to do something to get us into a war against Iran. Okay, and you know they've already floated the idea that Iran wants to assassinate President Trump. You know they could stage an assassination of President Trump, blame it on the Iranians. If we don't have a core group of kids that are not going to rush in out and join the military, let our military full of trannies and homosexuals and, you know, BLM and, you know, critical race theory try to fight a war. Good. You know, they'll fail. We've punished the white American male. Don't get sucked into the next Jewish trap. And anything that's out there, this woman has 2 million views. Oh, my God, I'm so freaking happy for her. I don't care how untalented she is. Fantastic.
There you go. Great call, Vinny. Frederick and then John. Frederick, your thoughts first.
Oh, just great call. One question I had for the caller is, do you think, and also for you and John, is do you think that there's anything behind this? Ehud Barak is the leader in the shadows trying to stage a coup against Bibi Netanyahu. Are we seeing an intelligence war between these two Unit 269 guys fighting each other? I mean, do you see anything there?
I think there is something there, especially if you factor in the prime minister before Bibi Nutty A-hole, which was that Nafati Bennett character, who's a total techno-nerd spook, and he hates Netanyahu as well. I think there's definitely something going on. John, your thoughts?
No, I'll go Psalm 2 on that one and just go, Yahweh has them in derision. I mean, if they're up there fighting with each other, I think there's something going on. They're buying time. I would tell Vinny, though, I know what you're saying, Vinny, and we went through this last time Trump ran for office, but Fuentes is a mongrel, so he's not white. That's a problem. And then he's guilt by association with that guy that he was running around with Milo and all that other kind of stuff. The fact is also, and again, I'm not being disrespectful. We don't have a ballot box. Okay. Tucker Carlson did this little thing on Fox before he left the network where he spilled it out that the CIA killed JFK and they installed Gerald Ford because he was on the Warren Commission. And Kerry Lake absolutely has a solid case for voter fraud in Arizona, but it just keeps getting slapped down by a judge. So we're under selective enforcement of the law, and the CIA is still running selections on us. And I'm not worried about who's going to vote. I'm not worried about it. You know, the whole thing with the illegals pouring across the border. Oh, they're going to be Democrat voters. We don't have a ballot box. They've taken John Stadmiller. If it wasn't him, it was Stuart Rhodes who said it on his program. Said they've taken away our soapbox. Social media is propaganda and surveillance. They've taken away our ballot box. All we have left is the ammo box. And they don't like right. that type of rhetoric. But I'm telling you right now, man, the Trump went out on CNN. The first thing he said was the last vote was rigged. Well, you couldn't say Biden didn't get 81 million votes 3 years ago on YouTube. You got a strike or your channel got taken down. Well, now we can all say it. So, I mean, the voter fraud is rampant, and the young people need somewhere to go, and I'm very angry that they get sucked into Nick Fuentes' little thing. But Nick Fuentes has got a major split going on. There's some clown named Ethan Ralph who doxed the location of his rally 15 minutes before, and those guys have been at war, and they can go over there, and they can just war with each other. But Nick Fuentes is a fraud, and I will not advocate anything that guy does. Those young people need to come to us. We're educated. We've been doing this for years, and we need their strength, and we need their skills. They don't need to be following that clown around. Thank you.
Oh, great, great insights. Go ahead, Vinny.
Yeah, I just watched it. This Brooke Goldstein, boy, she's a plastic surgery nightmare. And as far as like Ehud Barak and what's going on in Israel, I think the Jews are split between the ones that want to put more resources into Ukraine and Jews, you know, the Mizrahi Jews, the ultra Orthodox, and the standard Likudists who, you know, realize that that has failed. And, you know, Russia, China, and Iran are now in 2024-2025 are going to be set to basically confront Israel directly, and they're in a panic. Yeah, they're fight. There's a lot of infighting, but you know things are coming apart, and you know things are coming apart real quick. I see all the criticisms of Nick Fuentes. I'm not saying there isn't something there, but I'm saying anything that gets the Zoomer, you know, I hear Andy in Texas and what he's going on with his kids. But anything that gets Zoomer kids woke up about the JQ is good.
That's a great way to end the call, Vinny. It was a great call. Thanks so much. We got to get to everybody tonight. Next caller, Michael in California. Michael, welcome. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, we've got Merrick Garfinkel in charge, and this guy is on a revenge. He's pissed off that he didn't make it to the Supreme Court.
Right.
So he's dealing out Jewish persecution against our people, our white Christian people. He is dealing, and then we got Tony Blinken, who says that my parents died in the Holocaust when he's... Tony Blinken is another dangerous character. So we're fucked. I'm sorry. These people, they want World War III. They're insane. And Jews. People and Blinken, insane fucking Jews that want us dead.
I completely agree. Like in fact, they installed the child-raping traitor Biden. And so these days, there's so many Jews in his administration in key positions that I think it's around 84% that DOJ now stands for Department of Jewish Criminals. And that's how bad it is. So, Frederick, and then John, your thoughts on Michael's lucid observations of, in many ways, we are fucked.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing we've got to get our head around is, one, whether you like it or not, you're at war. It's just a different kind of war.
Yep.
And these people hate you with every fiber of their body. Since birth, they've been programmed that there's going to be a war between them and you. And they think that they're the chosen. They're supposed to be running the planet. And the other thing you touched on was revenge. This is not a forgive and forget culture. These are the descendants of Cain and Lamech. It's all about revenge, total revenge, 7x7 revenge. And so you think how the Bolsheviks and the Cheka treated people in Russia and the Ukraine during the Holodomor. You know, that's what they've got in store for us. So back to you.
That's awesome, Frederick. John, any thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're obviously on the eve of another massive depopulation event. We're on the eve of it. The communists won World War II. Stalin won, right? The communists won. And in exchange for our help, they let us blow up this credit balloon for about 70 years. Well, now we're $31 trillion in debt, and they're calling the note. So I don't know if World War III would be the depopulation event. I'm actually thinking this UFO scam. Is that because the scam would be unite the entire world against a common enemy, right? And the enemy would be another elusive, undefined, ever-escaping ghost that can always be conjured up with CGI graphics and fed to the public for attention, and it'll stoke fear, and it'll get the people to rally for a quote-unquote world government who's fighting it, the extraterrestrials, but they'll never get caught, will they? The threat will never be eradicated. It's just like the war on terror. That's what it is. It'll be a mass depopulation. And here's the good news. One of the Blackbird, remember the IG Means?
Go ahead.
The IG Means?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Herod was an IG Mean. And if everybody remembers in their Bible, Herod sent out all the soldiers after he heard about a certain birth. He sent out all the soldiers to slay every child under the age of 2. He didn't get them, did he? He didn't get them. So they can go ahead and they can try to kill white people, but guess what? You'll never get the spirit. You'll never get it.
There you go. That's it. All right, excellent call. Let's move on to one of our favorite Paisan, Chance in West Virginia. Chance, how are you? What's on your mind for John and Frederick?
Hey, Giuseppe and Associates. Can you hear me clear, Giuseppe?
Yep, sound good.
I got rid of the cell phone 3 months ago. I liberated myself. I chiseled off that ankle bracelet.
There you go.
That Pachuco chap there, he had me up-chucking chunks. I mean, really now. By the way, John, congratulations on the brandy-new grandbaby. Now, my question is this, guys. Now, Giuseppe, I listen to you on the satellite, Galaxy 19, and I got the TV, too, right? So I've been watching Press TV occasionally, right? Mm-hmm. And I've noticed lately that somebody burned a Koran in Sweden, and all the Muslims all around the world got their pantaloonies in a bunch. And I got to say to myself this. Now, in this country, you could burn Bibles left and right, and the Christians don't do a goddamn thing. Now, do you guys have an opinion on this?
Oh, I think the hypocrisy of coddling the Talmud light religion. Muhammad was an upstart rabbi. He wanted, and the older Pharisees were like W.C. Fields. Get out of here, kid. You bother me. And so his original wife divorced him, so he got hooked up with an older Jewish second wife who was highly familiar with the Talmud, who actually wrote most of the Quran for him. So when you read about what this guy's something special, that's a crock of shit. And yet these 60 IQ, 70 IQ Muslims, they're like zealots. It's crazy, man.
You said older Jewish chick? Wow, man. Love those nails, huh? Hey, gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, gentlemen, great show now. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, Chance, for calling in. Frederick, John, any thoughts on what Chance had to say about burning the Quran and all
quickly, if I can, Nick Fuentes has this guy that he's partnered up with who's a Muslim. What is this? Christians and Muslims against the common enemy, the Jew? What a joke. You guys don't even have the same God. So,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I just thought it was interesting that, of all the things going on in Europe right now, what the UN was concerned about was an Iraqi burning a Koran in Sweden. It reminded me of when the kid was flying the swastika flag in front of the synagogue of Satan here. Suddenly that was the biggest crisis in Watauga County history, right? And it's the same thing, but yeah, this Molly Gonger, tears up and burns a Bible. And it's just like, well, that's protected free speech if she wants to. So anyway, back to you.
Great points. All right, let's move on to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, welcome. What's on your mind?
Wow, I'm going to have to look that one up. I hadn't heard that about the legends about Muhammad, but for 350 years the Christians didn't respond as the Muslims went all around the Mediterranean, burning out Christians in libraries, anything that wasn't. Yeah, all these imams were burning everything they could until the so-called Crusades that are supposed to be such a shame for Christians to admit to. The Crusades and then the Spanish Inquisition, that was a backlash against the Muslims, the Barbary pirates, and the Jewish slave traders that would facilitate probably up to 1 million mostly white people captured out of France and Spain and Europe. So it only took us 350 years to fight that. So hopefully we can do a resistance movement in a little quicker time frame. But on the Holocaust stuff, anybody that wants to say that there's no problems with the Holocaust and the numbers needs to look at an article up on Republic Broadcasting from about, I think it was originally posted in 2016. It's been reposted June the 21st because I shared it as a memory from Facebook, and Facebook didn't censor it. You can buy the book where it talks about the clergy in the British Empire is being urged to go along with this atrocity propaganda in 1944. And the book was published with the letter, I think, in 1958. It's called Allied Wartime Diplomacy. You can find copies of it up, used copies for sale, maybe $15 or right on up to, really valuable editions. But the title of the article on RBN anybody that wants to, you know, tout the generally accepted truth about the Holocaust, it's called British Ministry of Truth said in 1944 that the Holocaust must be created to distract from the USSR massacres. And that's exactly what they say. To save us and the Bolsheviks, they need no better tool can be used other than atrocity propaganda. Now, I'm not going to deny that a lot of people died. War is hell, as they say. They bombed bridges and roadways and supply chains. What's his name? Wernher von Braun used all the potatoes to make fuel for his rockets. So there was a lot of people that just starved to death, especially after the infrastructure was bombed. And a lot of the, from what I've seen and heard, a lot of the film you see of bulldozing piles of bodies, that was people that starved to death even after the Allies took over. Yep. They couldn't feed them. They didn't have the infrastructure to feed them. They had to take care of their troops. So Haaretz, whatever you think, Haaretz, the Jewish media, they have an article up entitled "The Fake Nazi Death Camp Wikipedia's Longest Hoax Exposed," and this was posted by the Jewish media Haaretz. It's spelled Haaretz, and it deals with the Polish protesters not being happy about the plaque at Auschwitz being removed because it removed all the Polish people that died there at the hands.
More Poles than Jews died there, that's for sure. Catholic Poles, yeah. Communists.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe, let's see, I was going to quote something from the article, but my page jumped. Anyway, you can find it, How to Fake a Death Camp. It's fake history, says Professor Jave Dreyfus. Isn't that a Jewish name? A Tel Aviv University historian. Yaz Vashem's expert on Poland and the Holocaust. When asked about gas chambers in Warsaw, it's fake history. A Jewish professor from Tel Aviv University. So anybody that wants to go along with this decades-long lie has to reconcile these articles to their worldview. And when you think about that, what does that say about the rest of what we've known in just the last 40 years? What does it say about the Oklahoma City bombing? We got that much media control? I mean, you know, the Oklahoma Great City bombing was a big wake-up for me. Where's all those copies of the videotapes that they sent out to all the FBI offices?
Well, Mike, you know? I'm going to have to cut you off. The music's coming up. I want to thank Frederick C. Blackburn, the brilliant Blackbird 9. His show, 6 to 7 p.m. Saturday evening, Central Time, the Saturday Snack Shack. And the newest host, Tucker Punch with John Percent, 10 a.m. to noon, Sunday Central. Thanks, fellas. It's an honor to call you friends and brothers. And stay tuned for the king of Sunday night, Robert Ravel and Incendiary Radio. Have a great week, everyone. Good night and God bless. And we'll see you next week.
Robert. Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details or visit 3dbunkers.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.